Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This time on Homicide.
I have two competing stories.
I swear, Ron, I'm telling you the truth.
They were no match for his investigative skills.
You don't have to go this far. You don't have to go this far.
There's so many elements of this case that would make you shudder.
The pressure was on. We're looking for a needle in a haystack.
Wayne Amey, Part 2.
Wayne Amey disappeared from his home in Melbourne in December 2013. A week later, we arrest his former girlfriend, Robin Lindholm, and her new lover, Torsten de Burt. During his interview, Torsten tells me he knows where Wayne Amey's body is.
We left Melbourne at about 9 in the morning. We arrived here at the base of Mount Coorong at about 4 o'clock. Torsten said, Ron, this is the spot. I got out of the car and I looked around and I thought, how the hell are we going to find Wayne's body here? We really only had a circumstantial case, so the pressure was on. I knew I had to find Wayne's body to prove this was a murder. Torsten says, it's somewhere out here. You've got to find a rock with a circle on it. There are thousands and thousands and thousands of boulders. And I thought to myself, we're looking for a needle in a haystack. It was December 2013. I think it was 36 degrees and stinking hot. And I arranged for the search and rescue. I arranged for the police helicopter to come up. We've started a search and we'll continue today with the support of the police dog and the air wing.
Crime reporter Cameron Bode was on the scene that day.
We became aware that police had headed up to Mount Coorong and were searching up in that area. We sent our helicopter up there too, and we went up there to see what police were doing. At the time, this was a big news story, a big crime story in Melbourne. Crime stories in Melbourne traditionally get a lot of coverage, and this case absolutely was covered extensively.
We spent a few days searching for Wayne's body, and we couldn't find him. We go back out again. One of the local police officers says, look, there is another mountain at the back of Mount Coorong, which is very similar. So he said, I'll go for a drive. And within half an hour, he comes back. He says, Ron, I've found a mud flap for a Toyota Hilux. I've found some broken glass and I can see where they've gone up to the top of the hill and turned around. Torsten and I are walking up the hill. All of a sudden, he says, that's it. And I thought, we've got it. And sure enough, here is a big boulder with a round circle in it. So I said to Torsten, well, where's the body? And he says, it's wedged down between these two big boulders.
We got wind of this and we sent our own helicopter up there too to try to cover this search.
This is the moment Homicide Detective Senior Sergeant Ron Iddles confirmed that police had found the body of Wayne Amey. It had been dumped in a crevice on the steep and rugged northwestern side of Mount Coorong. Torsten Trabert, who's alleged to have helped dispose of the body, was on hand to find it.
And then it's a matter of getting the body out, which is not going to be easy. And in the end, we had a tripod with a rope on it, like a pulley, and we lowered someone down and they cleared all the branches, took photographs, and then eventually we managed to pull the body up, which was wrapped up in a tarp and rope.
Wayne had had four stab wounds to the chest. He'd taken a severe beating about the head and torso. He'd been severely assaulted.
That's the former Chief Crown Prosecutor, Gavin Silbert.
Look, the finding of the body made it an open and shut case of murder.
Hawthorne gym owner Wayne Amey has been found in rugged bushland near Bendigo. His former girlfriend has been charged with being an accessory to murder, while Mr. Amey's killer remains on the loose.
We've got Torsten, we've got Robin, but we're still missing one other key player, and that's Johnny Ryan.
The main suspect, John Anthony Ryan, remains on the run, and the public has been warned not to approach him.
I finished out at Mount Coorong. I get back to the hotel I'm staying in Bendigo. So I ring Steve Trewavis, one of the detectives that works with me. And he says, well, Johnny Ryan was arrested at midnight. But I'll tell you, he now blames Torsten for Wayne's death. And he goes into detail about what Johnny says. So now I have two competing stories. You have Johnny's story, which says it's all Torsten's idea, and you have Torsten saying it's all Johnny's idea.
Fugitive John Anthony Ryan was arrested last night after a week on the run.
When Johnny's arrested, his story is Torsten killed Wayne. So we take Torsten back to the office, and again I start an interview.
Well, the early hours of this morning, John Ryan was arrested at Coburg. He's been interviewed. I'd say from the outset that his account differs from yours.
I then put to him some of the things that Johnny has said.
See, Johnny says that after you leave Hawthorne, you both stop your vehicle somewhere, the boot is open up, You've got out of the Hilux, you've bashed him with a baseball bat and then stabbed him. Can you explain that to me?
I didn't do that at all. Like I said, Wayne was still talking when I left him, and the next time I seen him, he wasn't talking. I did not touch Wayne, I did not stab him, I didn't do nothing.
When you're conducting an interview, it's a search for the truth. What I explained to Torsten, this is your opportunity to tell your story, to tell the truth as you know it.
He's sitting there and he's joking about Wayne trying to open up the boot and all that sort of stuff. And he wouldn't shut up. And that's when he turned around and he'd done the actions of stabbing him. And I've gone, nah, no way. And that's where I was fucked. Mm. Because no one was meant to die.
No, I understand that.
So when you actually analyse and look at the interviews with Torsten, what he's saying is, I never intended to kill. This was only meant to be a bashing.
When he'd done the actions, stabbed at Wayne. It's like he got a fucking thrill out of it.
The second part is, Ron, I can't stand violence. I can't stand the sight of blood.
Some stage that morning, you take the Hilux and he's still in the Ford with Wayne in the back to the car wash in Melbourne.
We didn't get no car wash.
Sure about that?
We then get the CCTV from the service station. Here he is laughing with a high-pressure cleaner washing blood out of the boot of the car. So when he's telling me I can't stand blood, I can't stand violence, and he's laughing when he's washing the blood out, he's got to be telling an untruth.
See, I've got the video footage right from that service station. Can you explain that to me?
I'm trying to work it out. I'm trying to think, bro.
Initially, what he was saying is, we didn't even take the car to get washed. It's not until he's actually confronted with the video and a photograph.
You were both seen on the video washing the Falcon.
Yes.
Right?
Oh, okay. You've sort of got me. Yes, we did wash the car out.
Well, like I said, Wayne wasn't in my bed, but dead.
No.
Ron is a very experienced investigator who's investigated hundreds of murders and has a pretty good insight into the criminal mind, particularly minds like this, which are very unsophisticated. They were no match for his investigative skills.
Did you tie Wayne up at the car park?
No.
Did you bash Wayne at any stage with a baseball bat?
No, I did not.
Did you at any stage stab Wayne?
No. I swear on it. And I swear, Ron, I'm telling you the truth. I couldn't hurt anyone in my life.
My assessment is that I have to make an assessment of the overall evidence. I have to look at your account and I have to look at Johnny's account. It's quite clear that you both went there with a purpose to assault him. So I have to tell you that you're going to be charged with the death of Wayne.
Oh, no, I didn't do it.
No. You're going to be charged with one count of murder in relation to Wayne Amy's death.
I didn't do it.
I must tell you that you're not obliged to say anything in relation to the charge, but anything you say will be taken down and used in evidence. Do you understand that? Is there anything you wish to say in answer to that charge?
I didn't do it. He was still alive when I seen it.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
What I believed happened on that night is that Robin engaged both Johnny and Torsten. And the purpose of that was to go around and to abduct Wayne Amey. I think the purpose was not to bash him, but the purpose was actually to kill him. They went to Wayne's unit. They had a baseball bat. They both abducted Wayne. They both bashed him. Bearing in mind that Wayne operates a gym, he's reasonably physically fit, I think one person wouldn't have been able to put him in the boot. So I think they're both involved in that. He is still alive.
Wayne ends up in the boot. And once you're in the boot, usually it doesn't end well.
I think then Torsten drives the Hilux back to Preston, where Robin is living. And Johnny follows with Wayne in the boot of the Falcon. Wayne's banging on the boot. He's yelling out, "You don't have to go this far. You don't have to go this far. Just let me out. He's still alive. At that point, Torsten or Johnny could have let him go, but they didn't.
He was heard in the boot of the car pleading for his life and saying, "You don't have to go this far. I'm prepared to do anything. Just let me go." Had they intended simply to give him a hiding, they had ample opportunity to release him well prior to stabbing him in the chest and killing him.
He's then wrapped up in a tarp and put in the back of the Hilux. They then drive to Mount Coorong and they dispose of the body down into the crevice. And they put bracken and tree branches over it. After they dumped the body, they went to the local hotel at Inglewood, which is about 15 kilometres from Mount Coorong. I got some CCTV footage from the Inglewood Hotel. There's Robin Lindholm with the other two, celebrating after they've dumped Wayne's body. This was the first piece of direct evidence which linked Robin to Wayne's murder.
Reporter Cameron Bode will never forget that footage.
There's so many elements of this case that would make you shudder, but the sight of those three in that pub celebrating effectively an hour after they have dumped Wayne Amey's body, it's just mind-blowing.
They've just gotten rid of a body. They've just killed someone, and here they are having an absolute ball. So in the end, both Torsten and Johnny were charged with the murder. Initially, Robin was only charged with serious assault. I needed more evidence to charge Robin with Wayne's murder. What we worked out was she gave the swipe card to Torsten and Johnny, which enabled them to access Wayne's car park.
Robin Lindholm had enlisted Traybert and Ryan. She provided them with a swipe card to gain entry. She gave them the swipe card. I mean, she'd lived there herself.
Plus, there was evidence from a telephone call. She contacted an ex-boyfriend in prison. And here's Robin saying, "Mate, when you get out, I've got a job for you to do. I want you to kill Wayne." So how do you prove a murder? You've got to show the accused did an act by giving the card over, which assists the principal offenders, Johnny and Torsten. What did she want? Clearly, in her own words, "I want him dead." So then we can prove the intention to kill or the intention to real serious injury. And as a result of that, she was charged with the murder.
Her whole modus operandi was that of a femme fatale. Pure sex, there's no doubt about it. She was prepared to use sex as an instrument to obtain whatever she wanted.
Come the start of the trial, all of a sudden, out of the blue, Robin pleads guilty to murder. And I think she knew it was over because those phone calls and the fact that she handed the card over, she knew it was over.
Robin Lindholm, I think, pleaded guilty because she saw no way out of it. Robin was the obvious culprit. She had a motive. She had the means of killing Wayne Amey. There was no way a jury was going to acquit her.
But in the end, they're all found guilty.
Journalist Andrew Rule continued to follow Robin Lindholm's story.
After Robin is convicted of Wayne Amey's murder and sent away to jail and the cell door slams, the police turn up the following year and say, "Hey, what about George Templeton?" And she said, "Who?" And they said, "Your former fiancé, the one you lived with."
In 2005, George Templeton mysteriously disappeared from his home and his body's never, ever been located. On the night that he disappeared, Robin was there. Robin had been in a relationship with him. And it got to the point where George was drunk. Robin and her girlfriend left, and there was a phone call with Wayne Amey. And the allegation is that Wayne abducted George, and George was later shot and dumped in Port Phillip Bay.
Wayne Amey had killed her previous lover, George Templeton.
Move on, 2005 to 2013. Poor old Wayne Amey suffers the same fate as George Templeton.
I reckon when it comes to this case, one of the most chilling things about it is that Wayne Amey would have fully known what was coming his way because of his involvement with George Templeton. He knew he was in danger. He was a dead man walking, effectively.
Robin Lindham was sentenced to 25 years with a minimum of 21 years imprisonment for the murder of Wayne Amey. In 2019, she was also convicted of the murder of George Templeton. She won't be eligible for parole until the age of 71.
She is the mastermind. She's the one who manipulates others. And ultimately, she's the most repellent and the most interesting character in this gallery of rogues.
How do I sum Robin up? A black widow who weaved a tangled web of deceit, who was able to manipulate all her male partners into doing the most horrific acts. I spent 42 years in Victoria Police, 25 investigating homicides. I've never met anyone as conniving, evil, manipulating as Robin Lindholm.
This is Homicide with Ron Idles, created by CJZ Productions. Location producer, Catherine Ledingham. Post producers, Mark Barlin and Anthony Griffiths. Edited by Philippa Rollins, Anne Kerr and Jeremy Mather. Original music by Amara Primero for Prime Accord Music. Audio mix by Simon Hicks at Cutting Edge. Executive producers, Paula Bycroft and Andrew Farrell.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.